50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban.
Shit, I forgot. I got overwhelmed.
That's not how it starts.
Okay, I got overwhelmed because your girlfriend is here.
Well,
I got overwhelmed and I was like, oh shit, how do you start? I've got to make this like fun experience for Mel. And then I was like, hello, how does this start?
Sorry, Mel.
This is going to air.
This is the weirdest way to start the podcast. Hello, Homoras, everybody, is how we start.
Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sam Gallup is here.
And I was going to say, and we have a very special guest to introduce.
Yes.
You just did it
Sam's
in the first
girlfriend,
second.
Mel joins us. Mel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
And as the Patreons already
biggest
learned.
Biggest lie we've heard.
As the Patreons already learned, Mel has a day off. And so Sam is...
What is it like, Mike?
I was going to say, it's like when someone goes to work and they bring their toddler to work. All right, now you just sit over there and watch mummy.
Yeah.
That's what it really feels like.
I see that whenever I go to the gym, some people bring their kid to the gym.
What? That's insane.
Is it?
Bringing a kid to the gym?
No, but like a baby.
Still, that's insane. If you've got a baby, you have a free pass to not go to the gym.
Yeah, but some people like it.
Yeah, but that's insane.
But then what happens is the instructor then walks around carrying that person's baby while
that's weird.
So
don't touch my kid. I hate that.
Okay. But so I'm just picturing someone, Mel being carried around the podcast, the room while we're doing the podcast.
Mel, do you enjoy this chat?
Loving it.
Okay, she's loving it.
Mel has a day off. And we were going for a walk and a coffee and I said, let's just stop into Mike's for a second.
Yeah, knowing that we were recording the pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Mel, you were hesitant about staying. And then I was like, stay, watch the pod. And I think now it's reversed. Now I'm like, now I'm anxious that someone's watching us. And you're like, this is awesome.
Yes, to reveal, I guess, more to the listeners is that Mike, as soon as, because I didn't tell Mike Mel was coming over.
No, it was a big surprise.
Mike's been... nervous from then was just frazzled from the get-go.
It's put everything into a spin. We actually haven't even planned what we're talking about either.
Oh yeah, sometimes we have a little bit of a chat beforehand. We didn't.
This is just, my God, this is a crazy episode.
This is wild.
This is like the episode of The Simpsons where Skinner tells everyone he's not actually really Seymour Skinner. And everyone's like, this sucks. What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, I really hope that's not what it's not your fault. It's our fault. Because we've, it's my fault.
Mel's seen that episode of The Simpsons. Yeah. I assume.
Do you like that episode? Armin Tanzarian. Yeah.
Gosh, she's good.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
Mel only knows 3 pop culture things. And it's The Simpsons, Sound of Music, and Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Sound of Music. That's, nice. The Hills Are Alive. I love that. I guess we should kick off. Well, first of all, live show December 15th.
What we should contextualize Mel's appearance here is she is a rare occurrence, someone who cannot attend the live show. So
cannot attend.
Basically, we've given
shame.
Mel her own private live show.
Yes. Yeah.
Private show.
Yeah.
Paying extra.
Yeah.
To see a little bit more.
If you know the band, you get free backstage passes.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is.
So basically you can get tickets still. Wow.
RadioMike.com.au/tickets.
Wow, you can still get tickets?
Of course, man. Like,
oh my God.
You can get tickets at the door on the day.
Wow.
We don't even care.
Buy them in advance.
Buy them in advance. But if you get to the day and you're like, I want to go, just come. Just
unless it sells out.
Yeah.
So
I think at the first live show in Feb, there were some people that were just at the bar and like, Then everyone started coming upstairs for the live show.
Mm.
And I think those people didn't know about it. Like, oh, why is everyone going upstairs? Like, oh, there's a live podcast. They're like, oh, great, we'll go up too. And then I think Pat said to them, Pat, who's the producer for some of my stuff, said to them, oh, no, you have to pay. And then they didn't come. And then I was like, Pat, just fucking let them up. Who cares?
Look, we don't recommend, and please everyone buy a ticket. Yeah. But live shows before, when it's 6:59, wait, what time does the show start?
It's 7.
It's 6:59 and you're starting, or it's 7 p.m. and someone goes, I might check it out. You're like, I'll have another person in there. Yeah. You'd rather a bum on the seat.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, we'll work it out with you. If you don't have $25, we'll work it out.
Now, I imagine there's been a big bump in tickets since I finally did my Instagram grid post.
Well, you did it yesterday. And we've sold two more tickets since.
Well, that's pretty good.
Which is a good bump. So well done.
Pretty good bump.
It's a pretty good bump.
Well, I hadn't posted on Instagram in a while.
Yeah.
So
it's a pretty big to use a grid slot.
Well, I noticed there was not many, even look at my story, I was like, geez, not many views on my story.
Oh, really?
And then because the Cheap Seats finale was on last night.
Yes, everyone was probably watching that, not your Insta story.
And then I did a story, and then luckily, Mel Bracewell and Mel Trusina from the show then reshared my story.
Oh.
And then suddenly more people watched this. And because the Harry Potter was in my story, guess what? Got more views.
Engorgio. On the views.
There we go.
It's a spell. Moving on from that, though.
Yeah, to more things we plan.
I was going to say, Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Come on over here.
Yeah,
we want a preliminary review of your experience. You don't have to be in camera if you don't want. Do you not want to be in camera?
No, she doesn't care.
Do you not care? Come in. Okay. How have you felt about your first few hours on Hogwarts Legacy?
Oh, yeah.
Hold the mic up to you. Thank you.
We've waited a long time for the game.
Yeah.
So expectations were at an all-time high.
Yeah.
It's not quite what I was after.
Oh.
I kind of wanted to go to Diagon Alley, purchase my school books, potions, things like that. Go to school, do my homework, go to bed, don't sneak out after hours. And that hasn't really been the case.
So where are you guys up to?
What am I up to? I'm just doing a lot of tasks, really.
I think you got really excited, I think it was yesterday, because you were finally getting to visit the library. But unfortunately, you had to sneak in, and you didn't want to sneak in.
No, you can access passes if you just tell them what book you want. You can go into the restricted section with a proper pass and do it during daylight hours.
In the game?
In the
canon of Harry Potter, yes, you're saying.
Which is what I would do normally. I don't want to sneak in.
So what you want is like The Sims Harry Potter, basically.
Yes.
But what you've got is like...
I'm being attacked everywhere.
you just wanted it to literally be like... And that, I think a lot of people did want that. And I was saying to you last week, it's not really that.
There's no cozy version.
No, you have to fight.
I think
I've chosen
the cozy version. There was like a setting you could choose, like easy, difficult, and I chose easy, and it's still quite difficult.
I feel bad. Do you think you'll see it through?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What teachers have you met? All the teachers?
No, not yet.
Because there's like Professor Garlic. She's the herbology professor, and when the game came out, like, there was all this online memes about how Professor Garlic is just like really hot, apparently. Now, I personally was not involved in this, but everyone would be like, oh my God, Professor Garlic's so hot. If you had her as a teacher, you'd be so happy. Now, do you think Professor Garlic is hot?
I haven't got that far.
Okay. Can you, when you meet Professor Garlic, can you guys both independently write on a piece of paper, like without blind from each other, hot or not?
Hot or not.
Sam, you bring in both of the pieces of paper and we open them live on the show and we find out who thought Professor Garlic was hot or not.
Okay, we can do that.
I suppose we can. It seems like a lot of admin on our side.
This is homework. This is great.
You know what else is funny in the game? The only teacher from the... There's only one teacher in the game that's from the original books. Do you know who it is?
No.
Who would it be? Think about it.
Dumbledore.
No, and this teacher doesn't appear in the movies, but they, yes.
Is it Phineas Nigelis Black?
Okay, him, but there's another teacher who is teaching in the books.
I think I know.
Do you know, Mel?
I don't think I know.
Okay, Sam.
Logically, do you think, if you think of the teachers in the books, do you think there's one that would withstand the test of time? Because I'm guessing.
Professor Flitwick.
Mm.
I haven't met one yet. I don't.
I'm just guessing because I think it might be the history teacher.
Oh, that's what I meant. Professor Binns.
Yes.
Oh, so he's in the game.
Professor Binns is in the game. He is the ghost teacher. Sorry, Sam, you had your hand up.
Sorry, because we're sharing my microphone. So he's a ghost teacher in the original books. Is he a ghost in the game or is he alive?
He is still a ghost in the game. So the story of Professor Binns in Harry Potter is they actually say he died while teaching, but he was so old he didn't realise he died and just became a ghost. And Dumbledore just like never fired him because he didn't have the heart to be like, hey, you're dead. Like, don't teach. It actually says that in the book. So, yeah.
I think that's because often a ghost from
Mel's going to sit
Mel's
down.
Oh, sorry, Mel.
Sorry, I just had Mel standing there for like 5 minutes.
You're doing so well.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
You're on air natural. Yeah. It's amazing.
I feel like that's the worst situation of a ghost. Like ghosts, people often become a ghost with got unfinished business
yeah.
on Earth.
Yeah.
But because is it history of magic or is
yeah,
it?
I think it's history of magic. Yeah.
But
so no better person really to teach it.
Yeah, I know. But when your unfinished business is like, oh, we didn't get through chapter 19 of the textbook.
Like, yeah, yeah. And there's perpetually
sad.
There's new students coming in to learn that. Really, you can never be finished with the business.
And at some point, he's teaching still now as a ghost and someone had to drag his corpse out. Presumably.
Yeah, you would think a lot of the students would
be like, get rid of this. Yeah. All right, who's playing pranks on the teacher?
I think like, it's just such a funny...
Classic kids with the corpse, the cloned corpse on the ground.
But then like, how do you think you could die and not notice? I feel like if I died, I would notice. I'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. This guy, the audacity of this guy who like thinks he's so important. He fucking dies. He's like, oh, I'm just going to finish up the class.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm still stuck on your... If you died, you would notice. I don't. That's a very odd existential.
There is a teacher that taught at our school who there's a character in Harry Potter and the Boys called Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
This teacher is Mr. O'Leary is based on this teacher who was an old man.
An old Irish man.
If any teacher from our school would have died like while teaching, it would have been him.
Yeah.
And I feel like if that happened, like, I wouldn't just continue taking notes. Like, I'd be calling an ambulance. Mm. Whereas, like, they don't have ambulances in Harry Potter. So maybe they were just like, oh, yeah, I guess his time's come. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, g'day, guys. No, I'm still here.
Yeah, well, are we Mel, do you think... Because Mel's good on the canon of Harry Potter. Do they have... They don't have ambulances, do they?
Okay. There's no emergency number. Yeah. So, like, when Harry and Cedric Diggory are in the graveyard after the maze and Voldemort appears... I feel like a normal person in the real world would run, hide, and call 000. Be like, hey, we're at the graveyard. There's a mass murderer here. We need someone down here. And they'll be like, yeah, we're dispatching and like police and ambulance down there.
But in the Harry Potter world, they finished their trumpet solo. The band keeps playing.
Anyway, that's fun. That's some fun Harry Potter content.
What else can I say? I was going to say, I've received I've ordered online a prize, one of the prizes.
Awesome. For the live show.
The live show.
Yeah. It's going to be signed as well, I believe.
Well, yeah, we'll sign it on the night.
We'll sign it, yeah. So, and it's a good prize.
Yeah, it's pretty, that's pretty exciting.
And it will not gather dust in a bookshelf for the next
and
15 years until you throw it
and
out.
And I think you'll attach a lot of sentimental value to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, I'm really excited.
The resale value, questionable.
Okay.
Unless...
I think it would go up. If this podcast gets big, the resale value will be huge.
Or if we are victims of some crazy, gruesome murder.
If we die while doing... Okay, here's the thing. If I die while doing the pod, I want you to keep going.
Yeah.
And I want you to leave my corpse.
No, I want you to keep going. I want you to keep me as a ghost.
Should we get into the fanfic?
I think
or do you have something else to say?
No, I think...
Oh, one more thing. I was sending Sam text during the week, Mel.
Just at, when we get the fan fiction, that's when Mel will leave. Because
oh, no,
she's
that's the best part.
So Mel, no, Mel's a chit-chat. She's,
oh, yeah, you hate the double F.
Okay. The double F, she's more for the double C.
Here's the other thing. I was sending you, I've been making AI art of some of the scenes or characters from Harry Potter.
Which I wasn't sure if you were going to reveal.
Yeah, I was going to reveal it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm like, I was wondering if we like, you know, we don't have a screen, do we? Like we reveal them at the live show.
Oh, I love that. I was just going to post them on Instagram now and use them for chapter.
You could show people. You could show people at the live show, then post them.
You know what? That's a good idea for the live show because some people at the live show won't have actually read all of the books or listened to all of the chapters. So we can do like, hey, here are some of the highlight moments from the book over the last few years.
Yeah.
And then have like, oh, this is when Harry sucked nearly dickless Ned's dick. Or this is when
Mel's about to leave.
Okay, well, let's just get into the
But it wouldn't. First of all, they were amazing.
They were really good. Like, I made Mr. Charger and Monsieur Charger and the gooey elephant, which was, yeah.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Did that take a while of prompting?
No, it took like 2 minutes to generate.
Wow.
It. Yeah. So we'll start posting them out because, you know, we could just pay. Oh, Mel's taking a photo. Let's just pose for it. Hey, how are you? all right, let's get into the fanfic.
Okay.
We have the iPad here. Mel, we've upgraded to iPad from laptop.
Yeah,
she doesn't really matter.
She would have been like, from what?
Yeah. so we pick up, do you remember what happened last week, Sam? Give Mel a summary. You don't remember, do you? Sam
I
never remembers.
Don't.
I don't either.
Oh.
What happened? It was when the Minister of Magic, Boxley Washington, came to visit Harry in the hospital wing because Harry jumped out of a building to avoid accountability for a student who was killed by Hagrid's Dickersniff, which is like a hippogriff, as you'd know. And now, okay, Sam's getting the podcast app out.
Oh, I just played it.
Played it. It was a visit from Boxley. And at the end, I think Boxley said, hey, if you don't sort this out soon, we're going to hand you over to the bad guys, which doesn't feel like what a Minister of Magic would say. But we do pick up at chapter 28, Sam.
Yeah.
And as always, we start by reading the title of the chapter, which this week, Mel, do you want to do it? Do you want to read the title of the chapter?
Oh, here we go. Well,
come on over. Do you want to read the first paragraph?
Oh my, no.
Okay. Mel, chapter 28. Is
no, we have to start from chapter.
You say chapter 28.
Chapter 28, Sir Derek.
Ooh,
what could that?
Thank you, Mel.
Sir Derek, that was really good, Mel. You should come on as a guest.
What could that mean, Mel?
What could that mean? We don't know. We've got to read the chapter. Well, Sam, did you want to?
Just a lot more than Mel bargained for. She's like, I'll come up and say hi to Mike.
Also,
that's what actually happened. Mel, like, I'll say hi.
You also said like, oh, I'll just stay and I'll like leave halfway through. So. There will
Mel will leave.
But there will be a point in which Mel goes, I'm going to leave. It'll be interesting to see at what point of the fanfic you choose to do that.
Yeah. And similarly, this probably will happen at our actual live show. Some people will walk out at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's pick it up.
All right.
Chapter 28.
Here we go. Derek Derrickson had changed a lot since his first year at Hogwarts and was beginning to realise he was more adept at magic than he originally was made to believe.
Because Derek, as you obviously know, Mel, like started off like he was just a bit of an idiot. And it seems like he's developing into a little bit more of a confident character who's like questioning the logic of the books around him.
Yeah, he was like, it's between him and Harold were both doofuses, weren't they?
I think Harold was more of like a loser than a doofus. I think Derek was a doofus. Harold was a loser.
And it's Derek and Dimmy who are both in Expelled House.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, because Mel, there's a fifth house in.
Yeah, Expelled House. Yeah.
So you're expelled, but you're in a house called Expelled.
Because the Sorting Hat canonically in this canon is not allowed to expel students. So Harry has to create a new house for the students it's expelling.
And they just sleep on the floor of the Chamber of Secrets.
No, I think it's moved. Now they sleep in the staff room, I think.
Oh.
Or in, yeah. But yes. Okay.
Okay.
First sentence analysis.
One
complete.
Sentence down. He was begin to reach abstract thinking.
oh, that feels like, you know, they're 13. Begin,
yeah.
That feels like the age you begin to reach abstract thinking.
Yeah, so the whole sentence is, he was begin to reach abstract thinking and was thinking abstractly about various things. Jesus. So
about various things.
Yeah, so
which is an like oxymoron because various and then the singular thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like this was one of those chapters that you wrote at like past your bedtime.
And yeah, like, yeah. Better, or know. At lunchtime in the library or something.
Is that when you did it?
No, I never did that. I wasn't a Harold.
I was going to say. When you said
I was a bit of a Derek, but I wasn't a fucking Harold.
When would you find yourself writing just
after
it?
School? Like, yeah. At night, like, because I used to send them on MSN to my friend, Lockie, who the character Oh, that's what I had to bring up. Mel, this is going to blow your mind.
Oh.
I completely forgot this. Okay.
So this is now a tangent.
Sorry, this is a tangent, but it's an essential tangent.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I did this podcast in America called Burn Before Reading, where they talk to people who used to write when they were kids and they analyzed the writing. So we talked about this book. Now, it's done by Christina Khan, who also does the podcast, The Restricted Section, which is a Harry Potter read-through podcast.
Yes, and they emailed us both.
They did email us both, but it's not about that.
I was waiting for you to reply.
Are you cool to do that?
Sure, yeah.
Guest on that pod? Yeah, cool.
Once I get back from Canada.
Once he's back from Canada. Oh, you'll be in Canada. They're in the US. Why don't you fly down and do it
with them? You know what? That's a good idea.
They're in Richmond in America, in Virginia. Oh, we're in Richmond in Melbourne. Richmond.
Rich what?
What? Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you not seen Coach Carter?
No. What's that? Oh, is this
the basketball movie with Samuel Jackson?
I was going to say, is that Ted Lasso?
And they go, Rich what? Richmond.
No, I don't know
Rich
that.
Rich what?
Here's the crazy thing. This is going to blow both of your minds. So they've never seen the text, right? But I sent them the first chapter to read.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the first chapter of the first
Harry Potter and the Boys. And Christina says to me, okay, this is the first time I've seen the book written down. And the whole time when you were saying the name Lockie, who's a character in this book, I thought his name was Lucky, as in L-U-C-K-Y.
Oh.
And then she looked at how we spell Lockie in the book, which is I've spelt it in the book L-A-C-H-Y.
Yeah.
Lockie, which is short for Lachlan.
Yes.
Which is quite a common name in Australia. They don't have Lachlan in America. They had never heard the name Lachlan and they were like, what is this name? Is this like Loch Ness Monster Lockie?
What?
And I was like, no, surely there is a famous Lachlan that they would know.
It's American.
Try to think of any American celebrity named Lachlan. You won't come up with one.
What?
There are no famous Lachlans in America.
Lachlan.
The only famous Lachlans I could use as a reference was Lachlan Murdoch.
Yep.
Who's Rupert Murdoch's son.
Yeah.
Who isn't even really I guess he's famous, but I wouldn't call him a celebrity necessarily.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then the only other one I could think of was Lachlan Fairbairn from Fairbairn Films, which is very Australian.
What about the, is there a Lockie Hemsworth? No, Luke Hemsworth.
Liam, Luke and Chris. There is no famous Lachlan and Americans don't have the name Lachlan. So they were looking at this name Lachlan. They were like
Latchland.
They were like, what Latchland? Is this? I thought it was Lucky.
Latchy?
And then they were like,
it was Lucky.
And then they said to me, say the name you've written. And I said, Lockie. And then they said, now say Lucky. And I said, Lucky. Which I think to all of us, we can very clearly hear Lockie and Lucky.
Yeah.
Very different sounds.
Lockie, Lucky, Lockie, Lucky, Lockie, Lucky.
To them, they were like, that sounds exactly the same to me. It sounds like you're saying the same word twice.
I'm not. There's the name Lucky and then there's the word Lucky.
Yeah.
Fair just enough. A bit of it.
But Lachlan, Lucky, Lucky. But don't you think saying Lucky sounds like how an American would say Lucky?
Hey, Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, but they don't hear those two little, you know, this is
a
thing about Americans. You know, like you don't have that sound.
When you said this would blow my mind, I had doubts.
Yeah.
I had serious doubt. In fact, I didn't even believe you at all. I just thought, oh, here we go. Here we go.
This is going to be a very,
this
really.
This is going to be a letdown.
This is going to be a Harold thing to say.
I think it's like, let me blow your mind. Oh, I spelt something different. You know, yeah. I don't know. You whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't, wow.
Please send in any famous Lachlans because I could only think of Murdoch and Fairbairn. And like, I think Fairbairn isn't even that well known outside of Australia. He's a content creator.
I don't think, no, I love those guys.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're celebrities.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But they're just, yeah, okay. But they've got a big social following.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy.
Mel would have no idea who we're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been sending in other fictional elephants as well. But
oh, good.
We'll get to that on another pod.
Let's just continue. That's crazy. Yeah. Especially if there's a famous American.
Lachlan. Yeah.
Lachlan.
There must be someone, but I can't think of anyone.
That's wrinkling my brain at the moment.
And I think when I think about high school,
mm-hmm.
I genuinely think Lachlan was one of the most common names in Australia. There were so many Lockies and Lachlans mm-hmm. in my
It's a good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
And I kind of, now right. that actually makes me like the name more.
Really?
It can't be confused for American ever.
Yeah, true. Unless their name's Lachlan, Lucklan.
Lucky is such a stupid name.
Yeah, it's a dog's name. No offense to any Luckies out there, unless you're a dog, in which...
Yeah. And, cool. Might I add, woof, 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 woof.
Okay.
They'll know what it means.
Secondly... You guys will get it. That's cheeky, Sam.
All right. We've read two sentences.
We'd have to bloody beep that
if
that was English.
I know. We've read two sentences.
Yeah, let's go. Keep going.
Mel, you can leave at any point.
This one's for all the Lachlans out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Hermione's transfiguration class, Derek was still the only one able to fully execute the spirit jump magic and was enjoying praise from Hermione as she scolded the other students for not being able to nail it. So
spirit jumping.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want me to explain it?
Yeah.
Well, the book's going to explain it.
Yeah.
So spirit jumping is a type of transfiguration only boys can do because it involves sort of like spreading your DNA onto an object and then you can spirit jump into that object. Now, women can't do it because they don't have that DNA in particular. Oh, that's the PG way of saying it. But it's really hard magic, no pun intended.
And so... And Hermione is
a transfiguration teacher, yeah.
Which in the books, what is she? Does she become?
She becomes Minister for Magic, doesn't she?
Canon,
yeah.
Canonically.
But in this one, Boxley Washington.
Mel wouldn't like this.
That's okay.
You know what? She might have retired from the ministry and come back to be a teacher.
That's weird. You imagine if, like, I don't know, Anthony Albanese, Prime Minister of Australia, stops being Prime Minister and is like, now I'm just going to teach you 10 maths. Just going to teach maths at a high school.
You'd get a lot of shit. You'd come into the classroom, someone put a video of Albo, like, you know, here he is at the debate or like eating a sausage, a democracy sausage. And you're like, all right, who did this? Anyway.
Might die in front of the class and then have to keep
teaching. Especially if he's teaching like civics or politics.
Yeah, imagine if he was teaching
Prime Minister
politics.
Between... You know, 2004, when did he get elected?
I could not tell you. Recently, 2020 maybe?
Yeah.
2021?
Come on, guys, you know this one.
Who?
No.
Okay. All right, let's keep going. We're getting weird looks from Mel. It's really dictating.
I'm just avoiding continuing to read. Right. Hermione had whittled down from asking the students to inhabit a simple thread of string to even smaller, a basic pebble. Is a pebble smaller than
a piece of I guess in total area it takes up. But
as always, and I should just note, I read this, I don't condone any of it.
It's like Anthony Albanese with his speeches. Yeah. Someone's writing the speech.
Yeah.
He just reads it. He doesn't know what's on the page till he gets there.
As always, the steps for a spirit jump were simple. A brief ejaculation onto the object the wizard would like to inhabit, dousing the object in DNA. Then the wand movement with the incantation, objectum inhabitat.
That's pretty good.
How are you going over there, Mel? Yeah.
See what she said. Great. I don't know if you can hear her.
Yeah, but I sense.
I could.
No one could do it. Derek showed off for the first time in his life. Watching Lockie ejaculate into the pebble and failing to use the magic correctly. Objectum in habitat, Derek said, waving his wand towards Lockie's pebble and disappearing into it.
Oh, so he's used Lockie's DNA.
What the fuck?
Guess he was lucky with that one.
Hey, I don't get it.
just sounds the same.
Yeah. well done again, Mr. Derrickson. Truly adept transfigurationist wizards don't even need their own cum, but can use the cum of another equally as well, said Hermione.
Wow. This is just any cum. You just like it's anywhere. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Magic
is
really just this is wondrous.
The rest of you, your homework again is to read the book on spirit jumping and summarize again. Remember, read the book carefully. Maybe, just maybe, that will help with some of your progress. How do you read carefully?
Do you make anything of that? Because like a common thread in these books is that like every detail in the book matters. So is Hermione saying read the book carefully as a nod to you, the reader, to read the book carefully?
Read this book carefully.
Maybe. I mean, it's in all caps and italics, which for me, excuse me, sorry, for me as a writer, as a 13-year-old, was always like all caps italics means this is important.
So. Well, I disagree.
Yeah, as because someone who reads it.
As someone who reads it, we've had entire pages in all caps.
Yeah, I think that's important.
It was
Harry
like...
Harry yelling at Neville. Yes. Yeah, those parts are important.
Really, Neville? You think that... Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, there is a lot of that.
Okay. Read the book... I was going to say, how do you read the book? How do you read carefully?
I think just, you know, making sure you're taking it all in, every detail.
Yeah, which I guess I haven't been doing.
Because we get here every week and you're like, I don't remember last week's ep.
All right. By night, Derek was using this new ability to his advantage. He would find one of the various suits of armor around the school, quickly knock one out with a turbation sesh and Mel's never heard of that term before. And transfigure his consciousness into the suits, walking around with the clanks of metal feet. In his mind, he called himself Sir Derek.
So when you spirit jump, like it says your consciousness goes into the object, but like it doesn't sound like your body's being left behind. It just feels like you go into the object. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Like if you, like I'm visualizing someone disapparating or apparating.
Yes.
But they go into.
And
they,
yeah. So he likes to go in a suit of armor and call himself Sir Derek, which does feel like something that would develop into a weird kink when he reaches that age.
To me, I didn't think that. I didn't think that. I just thought he was like playing around.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Derek was becoming more and more curious about why he sometimes had bouts of extreme power and ability that transcended his peers.
Me too.
Yeah. I think
we're all a bit of a Derek.
Anyway, I feel like you're... Oh, yeah, sure. I feel like what's happened here is you're just doing the exact same plot of Harold on Derek. Because Harold was like, oh, he's so dumb and has no powers. And then suddenly he was really powerful.
Became the basilisk, didn't he?
Didn't he have the shaft of light?
Yeah, he did.
And all that?
But I don't think that was him. I think you got to read the first book again.
I can tell you now, I'm not going to.
I simply couldn't.
I
remember when Ryan Shelton came on this show.
That's crazy.
After he read his chapter, I was like, so do you reckon you might keep reading? And he was like, you never know.
That was the nicest way of saying it.
No.
You never know. He's hilarious.
You really don't, yeah. You should get Ryan back on.
You had some good guests before I was the regular.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Now we always just have bad guests.
Hey.
I was saying to Claire today, I was just like, Sam is so funny. I just can't believe it. Do you reckon that, Mel? Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. Claire was like, you're funny too. And I was like, yeah, but Sam's funnier.
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
That can be this week's poll.
Yeah. Who's funnier?
Nah, because my ego can't take
it. Really can't. It'll be you. It really can't.
No.
No one writing about that. we'll just do a show of hands at the live show.
Yeah.
Derek was becoming more and more curious about transformers. Inside the suit of armor, he walked toward the library after midnight to secretly enter the restricted section.
Mel would have a problem with that because you can just get the book. Yeah. Just ask for the book, get a permission slip.
Yeah. When Mr. Filch saw the moving suit of armor, he just assumed it was magic, so he didn't question the possibility of it being a student in disguise.
There are moving suits of armor at Hogwarts, though, and if you play the game, you see those, actually. Do you like in the game how, like, Peeves is always around doing shit and... Yeah, cool. Really makes it feel
It was
alive.
Weird to see... It was weird to see Peeves because yeah, I've never seen Peeves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You've only seen him up here in your mind.
In my noggin. the other thing is the moving suit of armor, and Mr. Filch didn't question it, but what if it was... Like, it could have just been a person in a suit of armor.
Yeah, could have.
They could have put it on and been walking around, which I just think equally Derek could have just done that. Why did his spirit jump into it?
Yeah, but I feel like that...
A lot of effort to put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of effort.
Derek...
Oh, Mel's gone.
Mel's out.
Mel's gone, you know what.
Mel, what happened?
It was just like such a sudden motion of like, I'm out. You've got a missed call. Who's it from? Should we do it on the show?
No. She can go.
Sorry, Mel.
There was a big squeak.
Bye, Mel.
I bet you won't cut that out.
All right, Mel's gone. Mel unfortunately had to leave. I don't know if there was a missed call. She said she had a missed call, but personally, I think that's a lie.
Yeah, it was probably a scammer. She's like, you know what? I've got to call him back. I'd rather get scammed.
Do you actually think Mel was enjoying that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think she probably would have left 10 minutes earlier, but out of politeness, she stayed longer.
Yeah.
She wasn't enjoying it, but as I said, when it gets to, spells that don't exist and breaking the canon. That's when she's like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, which is fair enough.
She can't handle it.
Some people are
purists. Yeah. That's why we all hate the cursed child. It's not canon.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
just JK Rowling making shit up.
And I think because she hasn't listened in a while to the actual text, I think when the spirit jumps being ejaculation, she's like, wait, what?
I like that we explore a sexual side of magic in this fanfic.
Yeah.
Because you know it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It is there. Like, there is so many sex spells. Like, I reckon there's a... No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. Okay, I think there's a spell you can use that basically you can, like, turn your wand, make your wand a vibrator.
Wow.
I reckon you just point your wand down there, you go vibrato clitorum, and it's just like, and you're like, ah! Like, obviously, that's a chick one.
You know what? Yeah, obviously, it's a chick one. Yeah. I'd never do it.
Yeah, well, I can't use vibrato clitorum.
No, you'd probably use vibrato annulus or something like that.
Sure.
Just up the clacker.
Okay.
All right, let's continue.
That's the poll. No, that's not the poll. There's polls on Spotify.
Maybe our American listeners, up the clacker, that would just not,
I don't even real. I've never used clacker.
That just sounds right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. Let's kick this in the dick. So when Mr. Filch saw, sorry, we got to get through this. Mr. Filch saw the moving suit of armor. He just assumed it was magic, so didn't question the possibility of it. Derek made his way into the restricted section of the library. He enjoyed reading the various books on dark magic and sexual-based magic.
Oh, fuck. There you go.
Including a spell that makes your asshole wider, which Derek didn't understand why you would want that. Whew. Wow. Well, I mean, that does touch on what we were kind of talking about.
I think the spell is Annalus Cavitus
Doublus. Oh, there we go. Great. Yeah. Great. That would be useful for people.
It's fine.
He would spend most nights jumped into the suit of armor, trying to read as much as possible, going through old newspapers and book to find out as much as he could. just one book.
And book.
To find out as much as he could about the wizarding world around the time he was born. Why? Okay. He made sure that whenever he read a book, he would always read the book carefully to make sure he caught every detail.
That's interesting.
A lot more about being careful. Okay.
Read the book carefully, like Derek.
Mm. This night in particular, he came.
I think it's saying, hey, all the answers are in the book. We're leaving breadcrumbs for you. You just got to read carefully. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't know, but I think I've been trying.
It's just not working.
I've really been trying. This night in particular, he came across an article from a few days after Vladek Slobodomanovich murdered Jordan Borden and Talia. It appeared to be an interview with Mr. and Mrs. Borden with an image of them in tears. The reporter writing the story, Pisa Sheeter, had transcribed it.
Which does feel like Rita Skeeter.
And also Pisa Sheeter.
Which is what Rita Skeeter is in the
piece,
book.
A Pisa Sheeter.
Do Americans say piece of shit? Like, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, they do.
They say, you're a real piece of work, Anderson.
Yeah, but there's that famous, is it Anchorman? Where is it Steve Carell who goes, no, who is, it's like, I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
That's.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Yeah, you've completely ballsed up what film that is. What Adam Sandler movie. It's Happy Gilmore.
Is it?
And it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. And Adam Sandler goes, you a piece of shit for breakfast?
That's classic Sandler. Yeah. What's wrong?
Switch this on? Off.
Are you cold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The aircon is going off.
Sorry. Is that all right?
Tidbit for the listeners. Okay.
Yeah, so that's from that movie.
Yeah. So piece of shitter is the, I guess, the Rita Skeeter piece of shitter of.
That's clever.
I guess so.
Well, it's clever except that pizza. P-E-E-S-A is not a great name.
Pisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Especially if your surname's Sheeta.
Okay, this is the article.
Okay, so it's like a written transcript of an interview maybe?
Yeah, it's the transcript interview. Okay, I'm going to do this now. So it's a question. Okay. Vladek Slobodomanovich is now an Azkaban for these crimes. What do you have to say about that? I don't know why I chose that.
That's good. I like that. That's exactly how I imagined it.
All we want to say is that there is no way our son, Jordan Borden, faked his own death and transformed into something to frame someone else for these crimes. I think everything in this book's important.
Read it carefully, guys.
Oddly specific thing to say, but you heard it here first. The parents of poor Jordan Borden, the parents of poor Jordan Borden.
Porden Borden, you could say.
Porden Borden, you could say, I think is the inflection.
Yeah, I guess.
So poor Jordan Borden. Porden Borden,
you could also say. So what I'm looking at now, what I'm thinking, just to contextualise this, it was a...
It's a newspaper.
It's a newspaper article that's transcribing
an interview, I guess.
Except the interviewer is saying it, the way they're talking is like they're reporting on television.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Back to you in the studio. You probably wouldn't include that in the text.
No, you would adapt the interview into a story. Like, it would be like, I asked Mr. and Mrs. Borden how they felt Slobodomanovich's Azkaban arrest, and they said the following. Like, it would be that,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so it goes, Porden Borden, you could say. Don't say that. That's actually a relatively offensive thing to say about our deceased son. First of all, you're calling us poor. Then you're calling our son, Jordan Borden, Porden Borden. This is not my error.
Then you're calling our son, Jordan Borden, Porden Borden.
Is in some kind of sick pun that is simply not okay. This interview is over. And how do you feel about the survivor, Cheese Man Damo? This interview is over. I don't know if I trust that Damo kid. How did he manage to escape? Well, it's over, but they do continue to...
This interview's over. I honestly don't know about that.
Maybe he's just a wizard. But maybe he's just a better wizard than poor Porden Jordan. I'm Pisa Sheeter, and this is the Daily Prophet News. Back to you. Back to you, Pete. And then they say, isn't this a text-based medium? Oh, which is exactly what I just said.
Yeah. That's... was that...
What?
Oh, that's... Sorry.
Oh,
that's
Ray,
the caretaker.
Sorry, we thought there was a knock at the door.
No, it's Ray.
Okay, Mike has his own caretaker. of his own apartment.
No.
Ray Filch, I believe his name is.
No, Ray Hagrid.
Oh, Ray Hagrid. Yeah, that's sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry, there was a knock at the door. It's just Ray vacuuming outside. He takes care of the whole apartment building.
Mm.
The body corporate pays for that. Mm-hmm. Not me. Well, we do pay the body. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Go.
Derek finished the interview and quickly stood up as he heard voices from the next aisle. He wandered over in his suit disguise to see Cheeseman Damo and Monsieur Chargeur talking quietly.
I wonder if the stereotypical French music doesn't pop up anymore. Remember every time?
No, it was stereotyped French music.
Stereotyped French. I'm going to say there is stereotyped French music. Okay.
Why were they up at this time? And why were they together? The pair stopped talking and looked at the suit of armour that had just stopped and was looking at them.
So Derek just stops and is like, and they're like,
because you're not really sneaking around if it's like clank, 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 clank.
And then just stopping and looking, thinking they're not going to be like, well, this is kind of suspicious. We should at least investigate it.
Do you think that suit of armour is suspicious? Asked Cheeseman Damo. No, no, mon ami. This is just a suit of armor that is magic. I ask Mr. Filch, it wanders around every night, said Monsieur Chargeur. How can you be sure? It seems pretty suspicious that it just stopped and is looking at us, Cheeseman Damo said. Well, maybe ask him, Monsieur Chargeur said. Are you just a magic suit of armor or are you suspicious?
Are you suspicious?
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Is that Michael Jackson?
No.
Who is it?
It is a very, it's a really famous TikTok sound.
Ah, I would have gone Suspicious Minds, Elvis.
Wow.
We can go on together. In suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams. With suspicious minds. Are we the only podcast that has like sing-alongs every other episode? Yeah, that's the poll. Will you join in a weekly sing-along if we try to work one into every app?
To be honest, we don't need to work one. I think we have done one. But then also that sound it's a scene from Parks and Recreation.
Ah, and is it Aziz Ansari's character?
No, it's oh shit, I forgot their names, but they're like, do you know
John Ralphio?
John Ralphio and his sister.
His sister, yeah.
I think they fake their own death.
Entertainment 720?
They fake their own death for some reason, and then they look at the funeral, they're like, awesome. They're like, hey, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. And then they're like, John Ralphio?
God, that's a good show.
It's a great, anyway, just like this. It's a great podcast. are you suspicious? Sir Derek didn't know what to do. Put one thumb up if you're just a magic suit of armor and you're not suspicious. Derek put his thumb up. Okay, so if we're about to have a private conversation that was crucial plot information in it, that has crucial plot information in it, you wouldn't have any agenda or ability to tell anyone the information you hear, asked Cheeseman Damo. Derek shook his head. Ah, okay. And we can definitely trust you. Derek nodded his head. Okay, well, that checks out, Damo said.
Cheeseman Damo... You know, he's sometimes presented as a smart character and then
I just can't get a grasp on his character.
Yeah,
me I think either. Because he's just I just wonder if in the second book when Cheeseman Damo appeared, whether you the author had planned for him to become
a major character.
So I think he's really changed his book two character, completely different to his book three character.
He is definitely a breakout character, which is when a character you didn't think would be big ends up becoming like a big character.
Yeah.
They actually, sometimes they say that Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother was a breakout character because he actually wasn't meant to be, like he kind of became the main comedic character in the show by the end of it. But Anyway, we could talk about breakout characters in a future ep.
Yeah, well, because sometimes it's because they're so good, they get written in more.
Yes.
Sometimes the other actors leave the show and and they're like, what? Well, you're all that's left.
I actually feel like you're the breakout character.
Oh, my God,
podcast.
I am.
You are, like, you had a few appearances in season one, then you were, like, recurring season two, and now you've just been ascended to main cast.
Wow.
You're a breakout character.
Except I think this is because what I just explained is the latter, where all the other characters dropped just out.
Can't book anyone for the show anymore. Like, so can you just do
most it? Most people seem to do it once and go, well, that was fucked.
Yeah,
Brian
much.
Shelton, we see you.
Yeah.
He's listening still, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you never know.
You never know. He's so funny.
He's so funny. We love the Schultz. Should ask him to do the live pod.
Totally. Yeah. Maybe he's the special guest.
Yeah, well, don't reveal anything too much.
You must help me, Cheese Man. I need you like never before, Monsieur Chargeur said desperately. Cheese Man Damo chuckled. Funny. You still speak in that accent around me, Cheese Man Damo said. Whoa.
So Cheese Man, like, I mean, I think we kind of knew that he knew. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I need to keep the charade up, Monsieur Chargeur said. Derek listened interestedly.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah. Ha, your charade isn't as good as you think it is, Winstone. There's a tone of snark in Cheese Man's voice. Snark.
And it almost feels like it's like, your charade isn't as good as you think it is, Winstone.
Yeah. Excusez-moi, Monsieur Chargeur replied, and the two quietly laughed together. Excusez-moi. Very well, Cheese Man began. I've been thinking a lot about it. I don't know if what we are doing is right, but you've always been good to me. I will help you, and I will not tell anyone about what is going on.
Wow. So this is, I guess, confirmation that Cheese Man Damo, CMD, is taking Mr. Charger's side officially.
CMD. Cox of mass destruction.
No, Cheese Man Damo.
Oh, Cheese Man Damo.
Wow.
So they're working together.
Yes.
But we don't know. I still am like unclear whether Cheese Man's like evil. Double crossing or triple crossing.
Four crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zebra crossing.
Zebra crossing. Animal crossing.
Animal Crossing New Horizons, the one on Switch, I think. Hoppers Crossing, a suburb on the outer skirts of Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. King's Crossing.
Cross dressing. Something
salad dressing.
Please come to the live show. We promise we won't do this there.
Everyone listening right now, is everyone like, I can't believe they just dedicated 2 minutes to going double crossing, triple crossing, four crossing, zebra crossing.
Oh my God.
Animal crossing.
This is just too much of a tangent. We're losing. People are putting refunds in now. Please come though. We'll continue the book.
The only podcast that will beg people to come to the live podcast.
It's going to be so fun. I'm excited to just have a few beers, people.
Yeah, let's have a few beers.
Ah, that part is crucial, mi amico. That's not
French. Yeah.
Grazie, grazie. Un merci, merci. I knew I could trust you as a friend, as an amico. Elpami, keep my lies from coming out. So he's gone through a few languages there.
Yeah. Grazie is Italian.
Mm.
Amico is Italian, I think. Or Spanish.
Mm.
No, Spanish is amigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merci is French.
French, yeah.
Mm. Elpami instead of
is something.
Some kind of spoken Italian English. Yeah. Elpami.
Yeah.
Derek felt a force coming over him. It was hot and a lot of the cum on the suit of armor had seemingly dried up. His spirit jump was beginning to wear off.
This reminds me of the Polyjuice potion when Ron and Harry, their hair. Scar.
Is that what he's,
Scar.
Hair. Remember how Hermione gets turned into a cat?
Yeah.
A humanoid cat?
You know what else, actually?
It's fucked.
I feel like we don't give the actors of Crab and Goyle enough credit for that scene in the movie.
Because you so believe it's Harry, you don't think... Yeah.
And I think it's very easy to be like, oh, Crab and Goyle, just like nothing characters, never had to do anything. That was their shining moment.
Yeah.
And they really nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
That's so true.
Yeah. No one really ever like goes, hey, that was actually really good.
Because that's because they did such a good job.
Yeah.
You didn't notice.
And they were kids. Like in the last movie, Bellatrix, Helena Bonham Carter has to be Hermione as Bellatrix. Remember? Because Hermione polyjuices into Bellatrix.
Yes.
So Helena Bonham Carter is playing Hermione pretending to be Bellatrix. Yeah. Oh no, anyway. Like
yeah, but I think she can do anything.
Yeah, I know, but everyone's like, wow, she's amazing. But like to Crab and Goyle, to like 12-year-olds, I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, same. Wow. Anyway. Great point. Monsieur Chargeur and Cheeseman Damo watched as Sir Derek sprinted away. As Derek's body separated from the suit of armor and clanked to the ground and sounded like a metal hitting the ground like it was.
So it sounds like his body like goes and like comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
The suit of armor crashes to the ground and then he's now him again.
And it sounds like what you'd imagine a suit of armor crashing the ground would sound like.
Yes.
Derek's footsteps running could be heard. That
doesn't really make sense. But I do get it.
I get it, but
the sound of Derek's footsteps could be heard would probably be better.
But this sounds like it's the narrator is talking as Yoda.
Yeah. Derek's footsteps running could be heard. There is another Skywalker. Oh no, another Skywalker.
There is.
Great moment. Mm. Loved your Star Wars meme a few weeks ago. Remember that?
Oh, remember that? I'll just bring another one out. was that Estudiante? I don't think it's
that's Spanish for sure.
They know too much. But who was it? Asked Cheese Man. Derek knew there was no way they had seen him, and there were no cameras in the library or anywhere in Hogwarts.
Okay.
He ran all the way back to the expelled dormitory, dying to tell Dimmy everything he had heard. He could finally confirm the biggest mystery of the book. The Cheese Man Damo wasn't on their side. He was siding with Mr. Charger and helping him in whatever his plans were.
Mm.
Dimmy, you've got to hear this, Derek yelled as he entered. Dimmy was standing naked near the door.
I guess this is Dimmy. Hey, Derek. It's a shame you just got here. I actually was just having a tensum with some of the Ravenclaw Sixers. It's true what they say about Ravenclaws. That was a tensum, by the way, as in like a threesome, but a tensum.
There's 10 of them.
Which does just, it was him and 9 others. Yes. It's a lot.
That's a lot. So what do they say about Ravenclaws?
They love tensums.
So wait, did they just leave? Did they just leave?
Can I just say this? It looks like this dialogue. There's no like said Derek, said Dimmy. No. It just looks like a rapid like duality.
Oh,
so we'll just play it out. So yeah, sorry. Just so you do the line into this one.
No, why don't I go from...
Okay, yeah, sure.
What do they say about Ravenclaws?
They love tensums.
So wait, did they just leave?
Yeah, just then. Literally like 4 seconds before you got here.
But I didn't see anyone outside.
It might have been 9 seconds or something.
I still would have seen them though.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It definitely happened, so...
Well, who were some of the Ravenclaws?
You know what? You wouldn't know them.
I probably would. It's a small school.
Okay. Jemima Watanabe.
Jemima Watanabe?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't think there's a girl at the school called that.
Yeah, there is. She's a 6-year Ravenclaw.
And her name is Jemima Watanabe.
Yep.
Well, I've got a list here of all the students at the school. I don't see her name.
Yeah, not everyone's on that list. It's opt in. Your parents have to opt in. It's a privacy thing.
Oh.
Yeah, opt in.
I'm just saying, it looks like everyone's on it except Jemima Watanabe.
Look, okay. I don't know why she's not on it. I actually don't have that information, Derek. Unfortunately, I don't have access to all of the information in the world. Maybe you have access to all of the information in the world, and that's great for you. I'm really happy for you, and that sounds like that would be a great thing to have. But unfortunately, I don't have access to that information, Derek. So unfortunately, I'm unable to assist you. am unable to assist you with your inquiries today. Maybe it's possible that you could contact the gatekeeper of all the information and he could give you that information. But unfortunately, I'm just human, Derek. I'm not the gatekeeper of all information. So I can't provide that information for you at that point of time, unfortunately, Derek. Maybe one day you could teach me to have all the information in the world and how you're so smart. But right now, I'm just focused on school and remembering the tense in my head with Gemma Watanabe.
Oh, okay. Well, then name another girl.
Let me see the list first.
No.
Okay. Okay, who's been mentioned in the book before? Terry Fahrenheit.
Isn't he a boy?
Look, Derek, I don't have time to stay up arguing on that. The point is, I just had a tensing with Jemima Watanabe and eight of her Ravenclaw friends, and you didn't, okay? Anyway. The point is, some of us have school tomorrow and can't stay up playing lawyers and interrogation on that, okay? Anyway, the point is, maybe if you stayed here and spent more time here with me, you won't miss out on a tensome next time.
But I would, because if I was here, wouldn't it become an elevensome?
You know what, Derek? I don't like the turn you've taken with me tonight, and respectfully, I'm going to ask you to sleep on the couch.
Oh, my God. Okay. There was no couch in the expelled common room. Also, someone had their 100th birthday that day, which wasn't covered in the chapter. Happy birthday. End of chapter.
You know what?
Okay, that last two pages, three, four pages curveball. Was wild.
You know what that exchange reminds me of? You know the classic steamed hams thing in The Simpsons?
Oh, where, yeah.
Like, it's like... So you call them steamed hams despite right, the fact that they're obviously grilled. Yes. And then the kitchen catches fire and Superintendent Chalmers is like, what is going on in there?
Yep. Yeah.
Aurora Borealis. Oh,
Aurora Borealis.
Yes. At this time of year, at this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen. Yes.
May I see it?
No. That's what, like, And then Jemima Watanabe.
Jemima Watanabe. Have we seen her before?
No. She sounds Japanese.
Watanabe. That name really, looks, is Watanabe a,
familiar name. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you've lifted that from somewhere.
Derek, there's a list here of everyone in the school. She's not on it. Yeah, it's upped in. It's a privacy thing.
Yeah.
He's just got a thing for everything. It's a privacy thing. You can't just put people's information on there.
A tensome with all the Ravenclaws. But Derek's then been distracted by this conversation and he hasn't told him about
the information.
Yeah. And now he's going to sleep on the couch. Which isn't.
So he's looking all know it's in the doghouse. Wow, that was fun.
Wow, yeah.
So one more chapter before the live show, actually. So we've got next week.
This will be released on the
December 5th. And then I think the next one's December, whatever the Tuesday is of that week. It's the 12th. Yeah. And then the live show chapter.
Live show.
Crazy.
Wow.
Cannot wait. High five. And...
That wasn't a high five. I just slapped Mike in the face.
Yeah. we have an agreement that Sam gets to do that every week.
Yeah.
As
payment. We often do it after we finish recording. But
yeah.
That was awesome. That was a wild ride with Mel. Mel, my girlfriend, was here for the start.
Yeah.
And that was a walkout.
That was a huge episode. So much happened.
Mammoth
episode.
Yes.
Amazing work, Sam. Lots of this is a long chappy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We had the interview from the newspaper. Anyway, I guess we should just wrap it up. Come to the live show.
Yeah.
Mel won't be there,
but
we will.
There'll be prizes. There'll be fun. There'll be laughter. There'll be some.
There'll be tears. There might be tears.
Yep. And that'll be the only bodily fluid.
There might be vomit.
There might be vomit.
Yeah. And you're allowed to go to the toilet, obviously. In the room of the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. But come along, we'll have a fun time. Sick of you froffies. We've got some surprising still. So. Yeah.
Anyway, goodbye, Amores. We're caught in a trap. Beady, beady, boo. I can't walk down.
You don't know the words. I love you too much, baby.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby. Why can't you see?
Sam doesn't know the words. I didn't promise I did.